Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot, sassy, sexy, fluffy.
Your host for tonight with LaCrutch Hearts. You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network. Let's talk about matters of the heart. Broadcasting live from the streets of New York, Brooklyn, stand up.
And now you've got yourself something funky.
Hello, everybody! Woohoo! Welcome to Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I am the most awesome person that you ever know on the World Wide Web, Miss LaCrutch Hearts. And I welcome you back. And I also want to introduce the young lady to my left, with all the questions and all the vibe and all the energy, Miss Shante Golden.
Ooh, yay! Yay! Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's been a hot, hot, hot minute since we've been live on the air. Like, our last show was in 2020, girl. Yeah, we're in 2022, so that's a long time, and we back, big heads. We are back at it. We got a brand new call-in number. We have brand new energy. We got brand new show topics, and right now, tonight's show is our season premiere. We're back in these streets. Nope, sorry, back in these sheets because we're ladies. We don't be in the streets. We're ladies. We don't be in the streets. We be in the streets.
Yes. Yeah.
What's going on, Miss Golden? What's going on? What's going on? Long hiatus.
Another day,
welcome
another
back
dollar.
To the airwaves.
Like... Welcome back to the airwaves. Yes, and it was great to hear the introduction. Like, I'm excited. You know, starting a new chapter. Let's do it big.
Yes, big shout out to Donald Jr. Donald did that intro 2, 3, 4 years ago, something like that. But we got to update the intro, so bear with us. We decided to bring this back on a whim. Cousin, what you doing? Cousin, I ain't doing nothing. Cousin, you want to do the show? Sure, cousin, let's do the show. So that's basically how that conversation went
that
2 days ago.
That's exactly how it happened.
Over the weekend, that's how that conversation went.
Yes.
We want to do the show. Sure, Tuesday, okay, Tuesday. Then we really put some thought into it, but we ain't really put effort into it yet. So believe me, I am updating everything. I'm back on the Grizzly. We on all the social medias. We got all the feels. I am ready for y'all for the next season. So as y'all, if you don't know, let me tell y'all who I is. I'm Miss LaCrutch Hearts. I'm not new to this, but I'm definitely true to this. I've been doing online radio since 2010. So I'm not, like I said, I'm not new to this. I've been doing this since 2007. I started off at Phone Fantasy Radio. And I had hosts. I had about 5 days of shows. And it was a lot back then. If you go on now to my website, there's over 420 episodes of Home Fantasy Radio, Hearts Exposed Hearts, Not On Purpose Talk Radio. And I talk about any and everything. I'm telling you, this is like a soapbox of online radio, talk radio right here. That's what this is. This is the soapbox of talk radio because what I like to do is give everybody a platform to express themselves. To me, it's like group therapy. We get on here. We'll bring a topic from current events, from our personal lives, from whatever's in the news. And we bring it to this platform, and everybody got a chance to speak their minds and just put their thoughts out there. These shows are recorded, and they're also downloadable. And like I said, I've been doing this since 2010. So I got over 420 episodes. We got over 60,000. Actually, I think it was like 67,000 listens. Thousands of downloads. I'm on iTunes. I'm everywhere. everywhere. I'm just everywhere.
Yes.
And we were doing it up. So last season, which is like a year and a half ago, we were put in this pandemic situation with the COVID-19 stuff. And we was trying to cope with that. So 2021, I think I did one show, and I kept saying, I'm coming back, I'm coming back, I'm coming back. And I ended up having to push it and push it and push it. So Cousin said to me last week, she was like, I think it was Friday, she was like, Cousin's going to do a show. So we're here, head first, and we're about that life. So basically what we're going to do tonight, we're going to catch y'all up and let y'all get to reintroduce ourselves to y'all, and y'all can get a feel for us and know we about that life. And we're ready to give y'all our opinions, our knowledge, and just bring everything to the forefront. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to let Shante Golden step on the soapbox.
So, yeah, you know, that's my cousin. I love my cousin. So we got to get into this, you know. We got a lot to talk about, and you know, I got questions. I got things to say, you know, but other people have questions for us also, Crush. So
okay,
how about we jump into the questions?
All right. Okay, wait, hold on. Before we jump into questions, hold on. Give me one second. Before we jump into the questions, I want to let everybody that's listening to us online, listen to us on social media right now. You can click the link, and you can listen to us. You can go to our website, notonpurposeradio.com, heartexposedhearts.com, or you can call us up at our brand-new calling number, 515-605-9728. If you ever want to get on here and voice your opinion and talk and speak and let it be known, all I have to do is press the 1. I will see your hand up, and I will let you on. We just ask that you be respectful to other people that's talking, and make sure you have a quiet background, turn the TV down. If you're listening to us on your computer, mute us because there's going to be a feedback there and all that good stuff. So that's it. Now we can get to the question. So go ahead, Kevin. Rip away.
Okay, give me one second because I done stepped away from the question. No. Okay, back to the question.
Okay, we got questions, so, y'all. We got questions.
We do got questions. So let me see what question I want to start with. Okay, so Carl asks, what is your favorite movie? And how many times have you seen it?
Oh.
Cousin, or you want me?
You want me? You go first.
Okay, my favorite movie. So I'm all about the Twilight saga. I'm here for Twilight. I love it. I love the background. I love all of it. There's only one Twilight that I don't love that much, and that's New Moon. But I still got to watch that, too. And how many times have I watched it? Probably about 20 million. I mean, it's my favorite movie. And I'll be honest, like, behind Twilight, my next favorite movie is anything Winnie the Pooh. You know, me and Pooh, we go way back. So, all right, Carl. Yeah.
All right, Carl. I'm going to say this. My favorite movie, I don't know, of all time would have to be my favorite movie. I'm going to go with Sister Act. Sister Act 1 and 2. I love Whoopi. And of all that would be my favorite, Sister Act 1 and 2. And I've probably seen it 100 million times as well.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. What's y'all favorite movie? You know, y'all can always jump in and share yourselves and introduce yourselves to us as well. We're here for it. We are with the ships tonight. So if y'all just want to come up, shout out, all that good stuff, we are an open forum right now. This is our open discussion, open debate that we got going on right now. So once again, that number is 515-605-9728. Hold on. Am I saying that too fast? I think I'm talking. I'm rushing right now. So let me slow it down.
Slow it down today.
Right, It's been a while since I've done this. But I feel like I'm rushing right now. So let me dial it down a little bit. I got hype. Let me dial it down. The new caller number is 515-605-9728. If you'd like to chat with us, just press the 1 and we'll let you on the air. So tonight, we want y'all to get to know your hostess, the Crush, and Shantae, and then next week, we're going to get into the heavy stuff. But tonight, we're going to keep it light. It's Fluffy. Big shout out to the Super Fluffy Flirt.
Yeah.
Ow. we've had a lot going on. We have a Facebook group as well. So if y'all want to continue with the conversation, y'all want to get to know us, y'all got questions as well, all that good stuff, y'all can join us on Facebook group. It's called Not On Purpose, Adult Conversations. You know, so we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. Those are the main places you can catch us right there. Okay. So, back to the questions, because we got questions. We got a lot of questions. This is a little Q&A going on right now. Okay, Shantae, I got a question for you. Well.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a question for you. What is the craziest dare you have ever taken?
Oh, the craziest dare?
Yeah, the craziest dare you have ever taken.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know. Because, you know, like, so I'm going to be real, okay? A lot of people feel like, you know, I'm such a free spirit that I'd be, like, out here wilding. And, you know, I'd be halfway wilding in these streets sometimes.
You'd be halfway wilding in these streets.
I'd be halfway wilding. But I'm a little punk. Like, don't be
explicit. She's probably halfway wilding.
What the hell? Yes, be halfway wilding.
I feel like somebody else is going to use that before the month is over. Before the week is over, I'm going to hear this again. So you be halfway wild.
Someone talking about I be halfway wild. Yeah, because, you know,
somebody else
I be halfway wild in life.
Wait, what?
So if I got and as soon as they say it, be like, you got that from my cousin. I know you was watching the show. Yes. Keep supporting. Keep it up.
Keep supporting, right.
So, okay, the wildest, craziest dare. Oh, I can't even think right now. Like, so we'll just say, okay, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay, let me tell you mine, and then we'll go back to you. So my craziest, wildest dare would have to be, I was probably about 17, 18, and I just learned this new card game called, Jackass. Anyway, okay. All I know is that I end up losing every hand. Like, I literally lose every hand. Like, the one there, I had to drink this concoction that had fucking cigarette ashes and hot sauce into it. Like, it was real crazy. Then the final dare was I had to run up and down my block topless. Okay, so everybody that was at the little card event is, like, standing outside. And I'm my house is close to the corner. Big shout out to Barbie Street. I run up the block. I'm thinking nobody's outside, so nobody's going to see us. It's dark, right? I run up the block, and as I'm running back, somebody says something, and I turn my head. And as I turn my head and I turn back, I run right into the street pole. Boom. Titties wrapped around the pole and everything. And I was in a daze. I done fell back. I done looked around. And I'm crying back to the goddamn doorstep. I'm crying because I'm mad. I'm embarrassed. I thought I was cute. All kinds of shit. I went through so many emotions, and now I'm sitting here, and I'm mad at everybody. I don't want to pray no more. I don't want to pray no more. I'm mad at everybody. I don't want to play no more. Fuck y'all. And everybody just had a hoot out of it. So I think that's one of the dearest funniest, craziest stories that I could think of. That was it right there. Like, running right into the damn pole. Not on my head and everything. Feeling some type of way. And that was the first time that I got drunk, too. That was the first time I got drunk because I had my little allowance. I think I got $100 a month as allowance. So I got my little allowance. And I went to the liquor store, and I bought this drink that had gold specks in it. I only bought it because it had the gold specks in it. I was like, I'm going to be fancy. So I bought this drink. It had gold specks in it. I would say it was gold lager.
I know
like
exactly what you're talking. Yes.
And I bought the, back then, that's when Special Brew St. Ives was popping in my neighborhood. So I bought the red kind. 40 ounce, like I was like, I just knew I was grown, and I got drunk that night, and the next day I was going up green, I was throwing up green stuff. But anyway, I digress. That was a lot going on that night.
I did.
Okay.
So, okay, the craziest thing that I've done on a dare was when I was at dance camp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we were at dance camp, and we used to go to UCLA. I did middle school and high school in California. So we used to go to UCLA, and we would go have dance camp for a whole week during the summer. So We always stayed in the dorms. In the dorm that we were in, there were a couple of flag guys that were on the floor with us. So, you know, I've always had pretty much a free spirit. So we were playing truth and dare, and so my homegirls were like, we dare you to run down the hall butterball naked. Got you. I was like 16, 17, okay? Got you. So I go taking out down the hallway, and as soon as I do it, one of the parents walks out of her room.
Oh.
And I almost run into her. She was like, what are you wearing? And I was like, OMG. And I was like,
that's exactly what you had on, OMG. That's exactly what you
had
on.
She had nothing on. She pushed me in the room so quick, grabbed me a fucking towel. I was like, y'all, I was in trouble for like the beginning of the season. Yeah, we ain't
no coming back from that one.
Like, I was traumatized for shrinking for some years.
Oh, wow. We done did some crazy stuff. If y'all don't know about us, now y'all do. Not on purpose. It's not on purpose, I promise you. It's not on purpose.
It ain't.
Welcome to the season premiere of Not On Purpose Talk Radio, back in these streets. Oops, excuse me. Sheep, back in these sheets, God damn it. We ladies, damn it. We ladies. Now, oh,
yes.
Sorry, that's my phone number. Hold on. 515-605-9728. Press 1. Join the conversation. The question on the table right now is, what's the craziest dare you have ever taken? You can give us a call at 515-605. We're going to take a quick break, because we need to get some water. My throat is parched. And we'll be right back after our quick break. Sound like a plan?
Sound good.
Okay, I guess it does.
My anxiety, feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't. actually feeling though. I don't want to get too attached, but I feel like I already am. My mind's telling me one thing, but I guess I should listen to my heart. Right?
Not on Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.
Hey, welcome back. Listen, don't shoot me, people. Don't shoot me. I understand the music was a little slow. I got inboxes about the music choices tonight, but I didn't have no blah, blah, blah in my ear. I did get the inbox. I know the music was slow, but that's just me. I like slow music. Y'all know this already. So.
I was vibing. I was over here vibing.
I was vibing. Exactly. It was a vibe. There we go. It was a vibe.
It was a whole vibe, and I'm here for that vibe.
It's a whole vibe. I understand. I get it. Anyway, folks, welcome back to the show, Not on Purpose, season premiere. Come to get to know us. I'm your hostess, LaCrush Hearts, and my co-host on the left-hand side is Miss Shantae Golden. And we just wanted to know that you could also join into the conversation by giving us a call at 515-605-9728. Press the number 1, and I'll let you on. speaking of which, Shante, we got our first caller of the night. Yay!
Oh, wait, yay! But before you, it's the voice for me. Yes, cousin. Yes, your voice. Well, you just said all that. It's the voice for me.
What's going on, 4288? How are you? What's your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Baldy. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Baldy, how are you?
I think the music is nice. That was good music.
Okay, that was good music. Thank you. You provide a little vibe.
Don't change the music. I was sitting there just yelling. I was listening to the music.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so let's talk. What are you going to talk about?
Okay, right now we were talking about, before we went to break, the question, what is the craziest dare you have ever taken? I shared mine. I was topless. Shantae shared hers. She was butter bowl naked. We want to know, what's the craziest dare you have taken?
I was with a group of friends, and we were in the village. We had been drinking. I was hanging out with a bunch of swingers, and we just came from eating, and I was taking a, you know, I stopped, and they dared me to pull my penis out and walk down the street. So I pulled it out and walked down the block.
Let it all hang out.
Right there in the village.
Well, that technically don't count because y'all not from New York. Let me tell you, the village, that's the place to be. That's it. I'm only saying that's the place to be.
Wait, hold on. I was with females and males. We were.
Okay.
It was almost, you could say, like couples. So it wasn't. I know that village area. I'm straight.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the village is hella fun. To me, it was hella fun. I went to my first gay bar in the village. That was fun until the person I was with almost got into a fight with a transsexual boyfriend. But I didn't even go there. Anyway, so we're back at it, Baldy. You know, it's been a while. It's been like a year and a half since we actually started doing the show. So this is our first episode back, and we got a lot that we want to tackle this season. First of all, a lot has been going on socially right here in our own backyard, our own community. We're not even talking worldwide as far as, like, the war and stuff like that. We talk about stuff that's been happening right here and affecting everybody, whether you're rich, poor, black, white, purple, green. It's just a lot of stuff socially that has been happening and affecting everybody. COVID-19 is still out there strong. Now we got some new new sickness out there called the monkey pox. Roe versus Wade got turned over. It's a lot going on, you know, and we're going to keep it sexy. We're going to keep it funky like we always do, but we're also going to be a bit controversial. We're going to tackle some of the social issues that's been happening with our community as well. So,
can I ask a question?
Put that out there.
The question is, there's Roe versus Wade. Do you believe what do you believe the government was trying to do when they reversed that law?
What the government
was trying to do when they reversed that law? What do you think the purpose of reversing that law was for? Who do you think that was supposed to affect?
Who was supposed to affect? It's going to affect everybody. Everybody. That's the one thing we all got in common as far as body-wise. Women, men. That's the one thing we all got. So I think that in I'm just going to say this real quick because we're not really going to talk. We're not going to really jump into this topic until 2 weeks from now. But I'm just going to say this one thing, and then I don't want to get too heavy and too deep into it, but I do feel that's us as a human race, as a human being, that reproductive thing is something that affects everybody.
Wait a minute. You're going in one direction. I don't want to go in that direction. I know that. I know that much.
No,
you
don't want to go into that direction. I understand you don't want to go in that direction.
Wait a minute.
First of all, you don't interrupt me on my show. We don't do that. We don't interrupt me on my show. We don't do that. First of all, let's get that right here. You can't stop me from answering the question the way I want to answer the question. You can't do that. You can't dictate.
I'm not stopping. Go ahead. I apologize.
That's exactly what you just did. But you can't do that.
Okay. I apologize.
So, like I said, this is not the show that we're going to actually get in depth with it because there's more to it than just answering what you're trying to say. And what that's going to do is open a whole floodgate. We're not trying to open a floodgate. So that's why I'm giving you a broader answer than what it is that you're trying to do. So you want me to explain it that way because this is not that time to do that. I was just bringing up some of the aspects that we'll be talking about later on throughout this series or throughout this season. That sounds better?
Okay.
All right. There we go. We're on the same page again. Okay. Shantae,
Yes.
I'm right here. Don't be sliding out the chair.
I won't even slide out. I won't slide out. I mean, I can answer if you want me to answer that.
Answer. Go ahead.
I can answer. Okay. So I think it was aimed to affect society as a whole. For multiple different reasons, because it impacts a lot of different people, no matter what race, creed, color, origin, financial class. It was aimed to affect a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
And short answer, because we are going to go in depth on this on another day. Short answer, I think it was also to show the fact that we as a people need to have a voice in who it is that we're putting in office, and that itself shows that we are not exercising that right. That's my short answer.
Mm.
Okay. Trust me.
I'm with
y'all. Want to tune in when we talk about this show? When we talk about this on the
stay
show,
tuned.
Y'all want to tune in?
Right.
Stay tuned. Be
stay
on
tuned.
It, cause
please let me
yeah,
know when y'all talk
of
about this.
Right.
I want to. I have a
show,
total.
I took your question.
I
wrote it down.
I have a total different ideology on that.
Outlook. Okay. All right. That's
okay.
Cool. So I took your question. I wrote it down. So it's in our files. So I'll take it to you. I can see it. So when we get to that side of the fence, we'll definitely let you know when we get there.
Okay.
Because you can call back and give us your little 411. Because I like it. I like the energy. I like when people are ready to move on and get the discussion going because that's what adult conversations are about. We come in here. We're going to voice our opinions. We're going to tell y'all some facts. We're going to bring it all to the table. And this is a platform where you can feel comfortable to do such things. So I greatly appreciate your support.
No problem.
So I need to give a shout-out to somebody that's listening for having read their hands, and I haven't seen in all 6 months. Hi, Bestie. I see you. Just wanted to let her know that I see her there, and I didn't speak to her or see her in 6 months, and she needs to come get her damn raggedy-ass dog. Just wanted to listen to that.
Oh, my God, that dog, though.
The dog.
Only 5
I know
I don't
know if
you like
9, 1, 7, 2, 8. So if you want to join the conversation, press 1. I will definitely let you in. I like this area code. Give a shout out to the 757, which is about to let it on. Hello. How you doing?
Seven
welcome
in
to
the
show.
House.
What's your name and where you calling from?
Seven. I'm Trey.
What's your name?
Called it out. He sound.
What's going on, Trey? Welcome to the show.
Man, I just want to say I like y'all's show and I think y'all doing pretty good. So I will be a follower, great supporter. Y'all guys keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you so much, Trey. That's so nice of you.
All right.
So, Trey, before you go, we was asking questions tonight. Because, you know, we're trying to get to know our listeners, and we want our listeners to get to know us. So we asking the question tonight so far is, what is the craziest dare you have ever done?
Humped in the elevator.
Wait, what? What?
Humped in the elevator.
You humped in an elevator.
Okay, dare.
Wait,
I got questions.
You That part.
Because I feel like that was a short line. Go ahead, Shantae. What's your question?
How did this come about in the elevator?
Well, he hung up. The call dropped.
Oh, damn.
I need you to call back, Trey. Call back, boo-boo. 515-605-9728. Call back, boo-boo. Don't just clean your pipes there. Don't just leave us like that. But it says call has dropped. I guess Blog Talk is like, no. You hung up for him. Blog Talk,
yes.
I already know we was prepared. We was prepared. Anyway, this is Not On Purpose Talk Radio season premiere, back in the sheets, not the streets, because we're ladies saying it. I am your hostess, LaCrush Hart, and on my left is my co-host all the way down there in North Carolina, Ms. Shantae.
North Carolina.
Really? You got to put the L on it.
Yeah.
Was that seasoning? I feel like that was seasoning.
That's that southern seasoning right there.
Hospitality right there. Yeah, he got disconnected. He just hit me up. Okay.
Well, call back. We got questions. No, I ain't got just a question. I got all the questions. If y'all know where that came from, you know.
you know, right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. If you could only listen to one song for the rest of your life, what would that song be and why?
Why would someone ask that question?
You know, I don't know. It was sent to me anonymously. It's like, you're allowed to send me questions anonymously if you go to the website. Anyway, that was a song. I mean, that was a question.
If you want to know,
I'm going to answer first because I know this. I know this one. I thought about this one. And I'm going to say Ain't No Way by Aretha Franklin. That song gives me all the fucking feels every time I listen to it. And I mean, when I say all the feels, it gives me all the feels when I listen to it. Like, it gets me depressed, then it gives me a little hope, and then it gets me depressed again, and then it gives me a little hope. So I'm on a spectrum when it hits. This song has made me cry on multiple occasions. Like, I don't even be in that mode. And because I listen to this song, I start boo-hooing, like, really. So I'm going to have to go with that call.
Okay. If I can only listen to one song forever, and this is the only song I can listen to, right?
Uh-huh.
You know what? Right now, I would probably say the song would be Vibe, and it's by Super Latest Sex Flame. Or Same.
Wait,
on TikTok. Hold on, let me look at my phone because I don't know if he's like a known artist like that. I found him on TikTok. So, you know,
TikTok,
you gotta
love
TikTok. TikTok did make me do it. TikTok played the song and I was like, I got to have it. So his name is Super Latest Thing, S-A-I-N, and the song is Vibes, B-Y-B-E-S. No, B-Y-B-E, sorry. That would be the song. It gets me no matter what time of day it is. It's a song basically about falling in love and a guy saying, yo, let's roll another one and let's vibe the fuck out. And that's what I need in life. No matter what I'm going through, I could be happy, I could be sad, I could be in tears, I could be angry. And just having someone come to you and be like, yo, roll another one and let's vibe out. Good.
Right.
No matter what, it's going to change my mood.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. What about you, Baldy? You still with us? Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah, I'm here.
That's
such a hard, because I listen to music, but I really don't have one that I could say I could listen to like that.
Ain't no way. That's a bittersweet song right there. Bittersweet. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. What about you, Shantae? What you got over here?
What I got over here for words? For questions?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me see what we got coming in. Okay, so, Cousin Crush, who is the most interesting person you have ever met and had a conversation with?
Oh.
Interesting.
Who's the most interesting person that I've met?
Yeah.
And had a conversation with.
Yeah.
How do I think? It's been a while.
I can answer that one first if you want me to.
I got one. On my show many moons ago, Phone Fantasy Radio, we had adult entertainer, Triple X, Flash Brown on the show from Tennessee. And he came to the show and I was swooning, girl. When I say I was swooning, he became my favorite. Like, he's my favorite porn star now. I was swooning, but we were asking questions. We was having a whole conversation, a whole vibe. So I'm going to say that he has to be the most interesting person as far as, you know, he was like a male entertainer. I was curious at the time. If y'all know about the Super Fluffy Flirt, then y'all know. So I was curious about his job. I was curious about his outlook on things, you know, and what perspective he had to bring to it. He gave us a lot of insight on, you know, what's required of him and what he required as well. So I would definitely say Flash Brown. Hello?
Okay. I'm here for it. I need him to, if you're out there listening, come back on the show. We miss you.
The person I would say the most interesting person I've met, we had a lady at my church who was 104.
Ooh.
And she was witty. She was smart. You know, she was. Well, she did everything for herself. And then she started, you know, slowing down a little bit for the pandemic. So I would go to her house and I would cook for her and do different things for her. She was like the most humblest, easiest person to get on. For someone who's 104, she was like the sweetest person. Yeah, that was... Yeah.
That's
she was 104.
104. Woo.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And she would not tell nobody her age. We didn't really know her age until she died, and I went through papers to get her birth certificate for stuff and found it. She was 104.
Wow.
That is...
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. What about you, cousin? Who you got?
My great grandmother.
Aww.
She was, and I mean, I love this lady for the time that I knew her. Like, she was one, when I was young, she was one of the ones that I could get fussy, and they would give me to her, and she would just sit there and tell me stories. The amount of stories and the knowledge that she imparted in me, just sitting down and being willing to let her just talk about whatever it was.
Right.
I definitely think it would have to be her because, you know, there's some things that you can only learn through talking to elders. And there's
no way you would
learn it because history has been erased and they are trying to get rid of so many things. If I could even have a conversation with her again, I'd be like, yo, I don't want to talk to no one else for about a week. I'm going to just sit here and soak in this conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's a good one. That's a good one right there. So that's the question on the table right now. If you want to join in the conversation, you sure can by dialing 515-605-9728. We're moving, girl. We're moving. We're in this to win this. We're going to take a quick music break, and when we come back, we're going to finish this conversation that we're having. Thank you, Boldy, for tuning in and joining with us. Thank you, Bestie. I see you over there looking. You probably got the phone down, though. I see you over there tuned in. Thank you, Trey, for supporting us and everybody who submitted questions and those that are answering our questions. Remember, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. Go to our website, notonpurposeradio.com, and you can get the links to every video we are. If you want right now, I'm rocking Twitter and I'm rocking Facebook. So if you want to ask us something, you don't want to call in, you want to just ask us a question, you can do that as well on Twitter or Facebook. Hearts, E-X, hearts. All one word, hearts with an S, E-X, hearts. So that's our at on Twitter, and that's our at on Instagram, and that's our at on Facebook. I'm trying to keep it all together. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and finish this conversation because I'm having a good time. How are you feeling, Shantae?
I'm happy to be back. I'm ready to hear other people call in to see what they got to chime in with. I'm here for it.
Right. I'm here for the energy. The energy is good. The energy is good.
Music, you play that slow music. People can step away from
it. I know, right? Because it's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
We're going to be right back. Yo.
You keep chasing them girls, boy, you get the deuces. I'm sick of your excuses. Without me, how can you do it? Do bad about myself, what yo do? You
let go.
Do I don't need your sex.
Your sex.
I move to the next.
The next.
You front man, you stun man. You worse than my ex. Ha, 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 ha. You think that funny? We know the truth, boy, keep it 100.
You're listening to Not on Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.
I was too fast. Welcome back to Not on Purpose Talk Radio season premiere. Back in these sheets. I'm your hostess, the Crush Hearts, and over to my left, I have Cousin, a.k.a. Shantae Golden. Yes. And we're hitting y'all with the conversation. We're vibing right now, folks. We are vibing. We got our questions that y'all submitted. We also got the mellowed out music. I don't want to clap. I don't feel like clapping there right now. We already an hour in. We're going to reach the hour mark, which is awesome. It's 10 o'clock here on the East Coast. Eastern time zone, 10 p.m. We got a whole another hour to go, and we're definitely going to keep it moving and grooving and having a good time. I miss this, Shantae.
Me too. Like,
I miss it's having, a whole vibe. Having a
energy's high. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Speaking of high, have you started yet?
Sure did. Like, right before the break. Well, actually, at the break. After the break,
you did? Okay.
At the break. As soon as that music hit, I was like, spark it.
Spark it.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So, we are at it. We're having I'm having a good time. I hope y'all are having a good time. I hope y'all definitely like us on Facebook at Hearts, EX Hearts. We're on Twitter. I'm really literally on Twitter right now, like posting. I'm on Facebook right now, like posting on Instagram right now, posting. So if you want to send us a message, you want to send us a tweet, all that good stuff, y'all can do so. We're here for it. We're an open book. Oh, well, I'm an open magazine. I don't know about you, Shantae, but I'm an open magazine. I'm a little fickle. I ain't got that many chapters.
I don't know what you want. I might be a library for all I know.
I'm a brochure. Somebody's in the magazine.
We got the science section. We got the psychology.
I'm a whole brochure. That's it. I got three folds. That's it. I'm a whole brochure. That's it. I just got three folds. That's it. Front and back. If the information can't fit on there, then it wasn't meant to be.
Yes.
I'm a whole brochure.
Concise and to the point. Yes.
That's it. We're not even trying to do all that extra shit. That's it. We're not even trying to make things complicated for you. You ask me, I'm going to give you my honest answer, my honest opinion. And that's it.
Yes, I'm here for it.
You cook bread, cheese in a wrong pan? What are you talking
y'all,
about?
Yeah. So, I went and got this thing called bread cheese today, y'all. It's cheese, but literally when you cook it, it tastes like, and it's the garlic type taste, so it tastes like mozzarella sticks or garlic bread. Like, it's good. And I wanted to brown it on all sides so that it would look kind of like a mozzarella stick, and I used the wrong pan. I should have used the other pan, but I was trying to use a smaller pan. So I got stuck.
I got messy.
It's good. It tastes banging. It's just not as warm as I wanted it because it kept getting stuck. But, yeah, randomness. Complete randomness.
It's all right. Randomness it is. Girl, you know what I've been doing? I've been cooking, girl. Y'all know I don't cook, right? If y'all don't know, now y'all know. I don't be cooking, but I've been cooking lately. And I fried me some chicken yesterday. I've been cooking and eating leftovers, girl. I was like, not the DoorDash queen, girl. I'm in the whole mood.
I gotta know how
I'm eating a bag of potatoes. The chicken was banging because I was like, I'm a fry some, and then I'm going to save some, make for a soup because I have these egg noodles. You know, I got the New York egg noodles there and all that. So I was like, I'm going to make some for the soup. But it came so good because, you know, you got to eat and taste it, right? I was saying, this is good.
You fried all that chicken.
Yeah, I ain't saying no. ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm going to do after the show? I'm going to go eat up the rest of it. Just waiting for me to come in and have at it. I was sitting up here gnawing on the bone. This is good.
Had to make me some chicken. Yes.
I was my chicken was banging, girl. Y'all know I don't be cooking, but I was in there talking, shucking it up, man. Like, okay. I'll be making steak and potatoes.
Oh, my crush.
Yes. I got the foil that already is, like, cut, the pre-cut foil.
Yes.
Right?
I love that pre-cut foil. It's the best foil.
I'm in a whole kitchen for real. Now I got these little thing. I mean,
you
wrapping my stuff up
in
individually and shit.
Yeah. Girl, yes. I am here for it. You know what? Sometimes you have got to treat yourself. And that is treating yourself. Yes.
But here's the thing about cooking. Okay, well, no. Here's the thing about me and the reason why I don't cook. Because I've been forgetting I'm cooking. But anyway, that's another story. We got another caller. Hey,
Bestie,
it's my Bestie. Hey, Bestie.
What's up, man?
How you doing, Bestie?
All right. Don't be talking about my dog. I know he bad.
Damn dog. He be eating my groves. I'm proud of your dog.
I know my dog, man.
He eating up my panties. What the hell? I'm going to walk around here with some paper around my booty. Y'all ain't got no panties for the dog to eat them up. I don't know why. I don't know what kind of juice I got on him, but he's eating up panties, man. I'm like, what the fuck? All the food. He got all different types of food in there. We done bought him pedigree. We done bought him gravy train. We done bought him alcohol. He got everything up in there, but he's eating up my panties for no reason.
I think it's because I be locking him out the room, but that's another story. What's going on, my friend?
No, sure. I'm just relaxing.
He's just relaxing. That's what it is. That's what it is. Oh,
how you been? I miss you.
I know, right? I miss you, too.
It's been 6 months. It went from 2 weeks to 6 months. I miss you. First of all, I'm starving up here. Don't be listening to the fact that I be cooking. That's a lie. I be forgetting the pot on. I done burnt water. Yes, I done burnt water. I done burnt water, girl. I go in the pot brown. What the fuck? What you was making, water? That's all I was making. Water.
Jesus.
That's all I be making is water. It'd be that serious, girl. It'd be that serious. But I've been making my little steak in there. I've been trying to do my little steak, girl. All kind of stuff. It'd be good to me. I don't know about nobody else, but it'd be good to me. When I remember I'm cooking. That happened last night, too. I forgot the last piece of chicken was in there, so it was a little darker than the rest of them. But I still ate it, though.
You must have ate it.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little dark-skinned chicken.
I want none of that chicken.
You want none of that chicken?
Nah, you don't burn that chicken up. I want none of that.
I didn't burn it. It was a pretty dark skin complexion. It wasn't burnt.
Was it dark skin or was it Cajun? Was it Cajun?
No, it was not Cajun. I didn't get to that point. It was darkened. Darkened. With an E-A-D at the end. It was darkened.
I wasn't blackened, so we still good. If it was
darkened,
we
no,
didn't
it wasn't blackened yet. It didn't get to that point yet. It was just a little darker than the rest of them. There was nothing wrong with it. It was just a couple of shades darker, like 50 shades darker than the rest of them.
It wasn't as dark as I like my men. So you good.
Yeah, it had no burnt taste to it. It had all the flavors. Shout out to Fesson. Yes.
Jesus.
Shout out to Sasson and Adobo, because those are my cousins, too. They make everything taste delicious. But listen here, men that are listening that may be interested and be like, oh, never mind, she can't cook. Listen here, damn it.
I may not be the best cook, but your ass will never starve. That's my argument. I'm sticking to it. Get to know me, boo. Get to know me. You never starve. I got you. All this beautiful fluffiness didn't come from looking at pictures. How about that? We're going to struggle together, damn it.
Next time a guy makes me mad, I'm going to send him a picture. I'm going to be like, you wish I would cook this for you. Here's a picture.
I'm trying to entice him with my plate. Go to my Instagram. Yes, I use filters. Fuck y'all.
Yo, if they Snapchat got the best filter. Yeah,
food filter. Yes, I use
skinny real quick.
Because I be trying to get that. Listen, if McDonald's and Burger King can get away with it, why can't I get away with it? Hello. That's not how them burgers be looking on TV. Y'all know it. Y'all go to Burger King and do not be looking plain, borrowed, pretty. Like it was just, no, it don't be looking like that. The letter be withered. It don't be looking like that at all.
Oh, Jesus.
So when you come back to get your dog, I
want
to ship him to you. I don't know. I can't believe the door open and go to sleep.
Nope, he's gonna be nice when I get back. He's not gonna be bad.
And I noticed this is what's pissing me off, because I noticed that's exactly what's gonna happen. I'm gonna start taking pictures of panties, because you gonna owe me $100 worth of panties, woman.
He's not gonna be bad.
I don't know why though. Shantae, like, he literally eats the crotches out of my stuff. It don't be nothing else. He literally went into the laundry bag.
He
want to
give you some crotches, can't Penny.
I don't know.
Are you in heat?
It'd be crazy.
You in heat?
I'm not in heat. I'm hot, but I ain't in heat. I'd be hot, but not in heat.
Jesus.
you know it, bestie. You know how we do. Just too much. Anyway, bestie, we're talking it. We back on the show. We're doing many things. We got a lot of stuff planned, a lot of conversation planned. So remember to save this number so you can be on the show since you ain't here.
Yeah.
Remember to save this number. Thank you for calling in. Greatly appreciate it. I thank y'all all for supporting us. We get a lot of messages. I'm getting a lot of messages in the and on Facebook. Shantae, again. I'm getting a lot of messages. I got you. So right now we're just asking random questions, trying to get the feel for our audience, get the feel for us. Bestie, I'm gonna ask you this question. Tell me a knock knock joke.
Girl, where you went from? Yeah, you got a lot of.
Tell me a knock knock joke. I know you got some in you.
So I got the.
Just the idea of trying to tell a knock knock joke is funny as hell.
I ain't lying.
Just the idea of thinking of what the hell.
What the hell?
Ideas from,
what the
yeah,
hell?
Like, only you would tell my think of a knock knock joke.
Okay, I'm gonna go first since I brought it up. I'll go first. Yeah, I got to answer them. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cow.
Cow.
You said who's there? Cow says.
What? Sit up, my bad.
Boo!
I messed it up.
Boo, you messed with them jumps. Boo! All right. Knock, knock. So nobody gonna say who's in. Y'all just gonna give up on me like that, LimeWire?
No, I messed it up, so I'm gonna let somebody else do it.
I'm being a whole little.
No, I messed it up, so I'm going to let somebody else.
I got you. I was putting a goldfish in my mouth, so I muted. But go ahead. Okay, who was there?
I'm mad you over there snacking. You can't be snacking. It ain't break time yet.
I got hungry.
We got two minutes before break time.
Who's there?
We got 2 minutes before break time. Y'all been doing too much.
I said who's there? Go ahead. Knock again. You got knock again. It took too long.
I got knock again. God damn it. Knock.
Who's there? Ruff.
Who let the dogs out? Y'all play too much.
No, you play too much.
Yeah. Y'all play too much. I can't help it.
Oh my God.
Y'all do too much.
Wait, what is with you and not that joke, cousin?
Huh? What'd you say?
I said, you ain't not knock jokes. Where you getting up? Where you getting
up? I was on a roll this morning.
Where are you getting it? Like, yo, I'm up here like this. Yeah, loving it.
I don't know.
Knock. Who's there?
Omelet. I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead. They heard corny and funny at the same time. Huh?
Why?
Okay, I'm going to stop now. We're going to relax. We're going to come back down. Get back to the show, people. We can't be here going off on a tangent like this. Matter of fact, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish the conversation because I need water now. I'm dying. We're going to come back right after this quick break, guys.
I'm saying what kind of things in the wee days. What you been waiting for? 10:30, no later than. Drop them drawers, I know what you are. My man is your man. Heard it's her man too. My man is your man. Heard that's her man. Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, I just keep him satisfied.
Tell you make it happen. I see you walking around like your feet don't hurt. Shout it just cold like the heat don't work. She independent, you be balling on the budget. She riding in the flies, all the real niggas love it. Money making missions, she just steady chasing buckets. Shout it, she ain't playing, she just balling in my nugget. T5 fly, Lord oh my. Can't help to tell her, time you all by. Got time for a nigga, I can see it in your eyes. What I gotta do for a piece of pie? Tell me you feeling alright. Tryna get with you tonight. I'm with all the shit that you like. I'm with all the shit that you like.
Tell me where you wanna go. Tell me what you wanna do. Baby, just be comfortable. I'll be right here next to you. Baby, just be comfortable. Tell me what you wanna do. Baby, just be comfortable.
I ain't work too much by Shouta, no. Cause I know that she be working. In a spare time, Shouta just countin' dough. We all know she's important. Let me know if you gon' ride for a fella. Me and you together, super fly like a fella. I let her hold her bag and I told her about whatever. Get it while it's good, cause I'm nothing less velvet. T5 fly, Lord oh my. Can't help to tell her, time you all by. Got time for a nigga, I can see it in your eyes. What I gotta do for a piece of pie? Tell me you feelin' alright. I'm tryna get with you tonight. I'm with the shit that you like.
Let's go.
I'm with the shit that you
tell
like.
Tell me where you wanna go. Tell me what you wanna do. Baby, just be comfortable. I'll be right here next to you.
That's real, you know you're dealing with a real one. That's real, you know you're dealing with a real one. That's real, you know you're dealing with a real one. That's real, you know you're dealing with a real one. I ain't gotta say it, how the pretty bitches want it. When I get a chance, I'ma fuck you like I own it. Feel good coming from a real nigga, don't it? When we in the bed, had to tell her jump up on it. Rim me out wet, falling right down your spine. I ain't tryna front, I just want it from behind. Hope you don't mind for the time, girl, you mind. Tell me one more time.
Tell me where you wanna go. Tell me what you wanna do. Baby, just be comfortable. I'll be right here next to you.
You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Had to play some music. We get my vibe back. I'm back, y'all. The laughter has subsided. We're having a good time here on Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I'm your hostess with Crush Hearts, with my co-host to the left, Miss Shante. And cousin, how are you feeling?
Yeah. I'm good.
I went and got me some vanilla bean ice cream. I'm relaxing. I'm just looking on my phone. I'm good right now.
I can't wait to get me some ice cream. Boy.
Big shout out to Chef and the whole Sesame Street Misfits.
Hey.
Greatly appreciated. Y'all, they came out. They showed support. They tuned in. Greatly appreciate all y'all for tuning in and having a good time with us. Once again, this is the season premiere. This is just the tip of the iceberg of what we're going to be bringing to the forefront. Next week, we're going to be on a little bit more serious topic. We're going to talk about Emmett Till. If y'all don't know, that is a 14-year-old African-American boy who was abducted, tortured, and lynched in Mississippi in 1955. That was also around the time that the whole Civil Rights Movement started. And it was actually brought back up as recently as last June of this month. They were still talking about this young man's case and people involved and the lies and everything. So we're going to touch on a lot of that next week's show. So it's going to get real serious next week. But today we're going to keep it light right now. So if y'all haven't done so already, go to our website, notonpurposeradio.com. Follow us, tweet us, join our Facebook group if you want to join the Messenger. Only a selected few can be in our Messenger group because that's for adults only, so you got to be vetted to get in that. But you can still connect with us on all the social medias and get all the vibes and connect with myself. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything. Shante is on Twitter and Facebook as well. So how can I reach you, Shante, if they want to inbox you?
On Facebook, I am Shante Golden, Chante. And Golden, like the fella, Golden. On Twitter, I'm Shante Golden 1. Same thing, Chante Golden. And the number 1. My Twitter is, like, fairly back new. I don't know what happened to it. Twitter did some stuff, and the page disappeared. So we're rebuilding, but that's how you get in touch with me.
Right. That's how you get in touch with you. That's y'all know I'm Mr. Fresh Heart, LAKRUSHHEARTS. I would say Google it, but I don't know what's going to pop up. So don't Google it. I was going to say Google it, bitch, but wait, hold up. Definitely not safe for work, bro. I'm definitely not safe for work. So I ain't going to say Google me, bitch. I'm going to say be cautious. Be cautious. Google at your own risk. Know that you have been warned. I come with warning labels, boo. I come with warning labels.
Google at your own risk.
Yeah.
That's a t-shirt.
I want to take a moment to give a special shout out and dedication and show love to my hubby and my sweet daddy. Now, of course, my mind, I thought I throw that out there.
Oh, fuck tears.
Give them something to talk about now. I give them something to talk about. But I'm still single, so if y'all still interested, you know, I can give y'all shout out too. I'll add a big mama.
I know that's right. Yes. Y'all want to get shout out? Go ahead, make something happen.
Look. I don't like long walks to the park. Wait, hold on. We can go to the game somewhere. We can go to the movies. Anything with a chair, I'm for it. That is my introduction. I'm not even going to tell you I want long walks on the beach. Nope, I sure don't. what law wants to park. I sure don't, because I don't even like to fight bugs, but for some reason. So,
I'll go on a walk on the beach. I'm here for it. Take me to the beach.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lot of work. That sounds like a lot of work.
I can't.
We're going to get into that, too. We got some stuff. We're going to talk about how to keep it spicy in the bedroom. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about self-care. We got marriage on the roster. We got birth control on the roster. We got love language on the roster.
Yes.
We got toxic masculinity. We got paternity fraud. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything. We're going to cover all the aspects, well, mostly the majority of the aspects. But let me give y'all a backstory real quick. The Crush Hearts is a single, independent black woman from the streets of New York City. I had two cats and a dog. Right now I got one cat, one dog, and I have no children, and I've never been married. So with that being said, just know that I'm coming from that perspective as we speak about certain things. So if you feel like, Crush, I don't know what you're talking about, or Crush, no, that's not how it goes, don't badmouth me, okay? Don't do that. What I need you to do is call my number. You got my number. If you don't, let me tell you again, 515-605-9728. And I'm saying this not to get at nobody, but I'm an open book. Like I said, I'm a whole magazine, a brochure, if you will. Call up and give me your experience. Like, this is a whole open forum. This is, like I said, this show, we cater to everybody. If you're a parent, if you're a baby daddy, you're a baby mama, you got baby daddy drama, you got baby mama drama, you've been part of whatever it is that we're talking about, call in. You don't even have to use your real name. You can use a sidebar name, Cucaracha, whatever you want to call yourself. You know, just call in and share your experience with us, because that's how we learn as a people. And that's what this platform is for. I definitely love having open conversations. I like to have discussions. I like to get to know people. I like to get to know your experiences. Basically, broaden my horizon. You know, I mean, there's certain things that I'm passionate about. There are certain things that I'm steadfast about. But at the same time, I don't mind hearing you out as well. I'm not going to dismiss what you have to say. I would never want to do that, and I would never want you to feel that way. So I definitely encourage all of y'all to, you know, tune in, call in, participate. Participate. That's it. We do question of the day in our Facebook group on and sometimes I put it on the Facebook page. We got Twitter page. So we like to engage. That's the whole point of this, is to engage. We're adults. This is an adult conversation. And, you know, bring it to the forefront. If you ever want to get on air, you hear us, and I haven't gotten to you, press one. Now raise your hand, and I know that you want to say something. If you've been on air before and you want to call back, you know, you want to come back on air, press one again and then press one again. Like, one, two times. Now let me know you want to come back. 11. So if you want to come back, it's 11. If you want to come here for the first time, it's 1. So I just want to throw that little tidbit out and give you a backstory. Anything you want to ask, yeah. Shantae?
Yeah. So Shantae is single. She's a pansexual, polyamorous woman. I ain't got no kids. All I got is two fish. I got two little brown catfish. That's all we're working with over here. So, you know.
You got a catfish. You got a catfish.
They're all bite on catfish. They're only like 2 inches big. It ain't enough to eat.
I wasn't big enough, okay.
But yeah, not big enough to eat. But yeah, so when I talk, that is the perspective I'm coming from, other than, you know, I work in the mental health field. I have helped people to raise their own children. I have children that I've raised working in group homes. So, you know, I know what it's like, but I have never been a parent. I've never been pregnant, none of that. So, you know, like my cousin said, if you don't necessarily agree, call up. Talk to us. We're here for the discussion. And, you know, I got questions. But we're here for it. Just know there's questions.
Well, you come in with an argument, I'm going to need you to be on point.
Oh, yeah, because them questions be coming. They be questioning.
They're coming.
Yeah, them questions
and we're
questions,
not doing it to
okay?
be facetious. Let me put that out there. We're not doing it to be sarcastic. We're not being facetious. We're not doing any of that. We're just having a good time. We want to get the most of the conversation, especially what it is that you have to bring to the table. With that being said, I have a caller from the 718. How you doing?
718.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Lady LaCrush, welcome back.
It's Formal Ray. Yay! Hey, Formal Ray, how are you?
I'm recovering. I had another surgical operation this past Friday, but I am doing well. I am home, and I'm just tuning in.
Speedy recovery. I'm glad things went well. This is a long-time supporter, Shantae. Long-time supporter, Mr. Formal Ray.
We go back over a decade.
Black Reporter days, yeah.
And
Staten Island, New York, folks. Formal Ray is a nice guy. We call him Formal Ray because he's so polite. He used to come up and we'd be cussing, acting a fool on the show, and he'll come in with the Lady LaCrush. How you doing, Lady Brick? How you doing, Lady Crow? Like, okay, this is politically correct.
Okay.
So we gave him the Formal Ray nickname. But that's Ray from Staten Island. Hi, so you're doing well, you're in recovery, greatly to hear that you're doing super better. Right.
Well, thank
now.
You. Thank you very much.
This is our season premiere, back in the sheets, bringing back the sexiness, we bring it back the controversy, we bring it back the social income, you know how we do, we just come out here and have a good time and bring stuff to the forefront, have this adult conversation, because everybody got an opinion, they're like assholes, so we just thought we'd give them a platform to spread it, to speak it.
Fred is.
I saw the headline and I was intrigued by the topic.
Which one?
The craziest date.
Oh no, the craziest dare.
That was dare. I'm sorry.
Unless I typed it in wrong, but it was supposed to be a dare. It was the craziest dare.
Okay.
We was talking about dares. You play games and your friends got you doing the most crazy things. So, it was the craziest dare that you had. But you brought date up, so we're going to let you answer with date. What's the craziest date that you had?
The craziest date that I had. wow. This actually
this
happened.
Sounds like it's going to be good.
This actually happened 29 years ago. Yeah, that's how old I am. Yeah. Yeah, 2003.
How old are you?
last month I turned 48.
Okay. I'm here for it. I like your voice. Now keep going. I'm here.
Well, I don't know if y'all remember a forum called Black Planet.
Ooh, yes, I did.
I missed
somebody
Black
else brought that up.
You took it back. Okay.
That's how I came across this girl, and there was something called Black Planet Love, and somehow it's like I was either number one or two on her list. She was two or three on my list. So she called me at my job, and we talked. I told her a little bit about myself, what I look like, what I'm into, my job. And she told me about her personality as well. And she said sometimes she tends to lack common sense. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm serious. This is what she tells me about herself. She says sometimes she tends to lack common sense. And I'm saying, you got to be kidding me. And she said, everybody has flaws. This is mine. But I had in my mind, I'm thinking she was kidding saying that, because who in their right mind would say that about me, even if it was true? So we talked for like 2 weeks, and she feels it was it's our destiny to meet and go out. And so eventually I give in and I take her out. So we agreed that we were going to see X-Men 2. And I looked it up. I told her where it's playing. I said, it's playing at the theater on 84th and Broadway. And she says her cousin said that it was playing on 42nd and 8th and she wanted to go to that theater. I said, are you sure? Because I didn't see it. She insisted her cousin said it's playing there, she wanted to go there. So I said, fine, I'll meet you at the theater. She says, no, I want you to meet me at the newsstand. I said, well, I think it's convenient that we meet at the theater. She says, no, I want you to meet me at the newsstand. So I say to her, if we're both going to the theater to see the movie at the theater, we should meet at the theater, one place. So then she catches an attitude. And in a voice that sounded like how Rosie Perez would sound if she was pissed off, she said, why you don't want to meet me at the newsstand? Are you ashamed to be seen walking 2 or 3 blocks from the newsstand to the movie theater? Why don't you meet the newsstand? So I said, all right, I will meet you at the newsstand. So I go meet her at this dread newsstand. She all happy and stuff. She looked 10 years older than the picture. But, you know, yeah, man, but, you know, being the polite person that I am, you know, I hold it all in. We go to the theater on 42nd and 8th that her cousin said X-Men 2 is playing. Guess what? It ain't playing. So we got to take a bus to 84th and Broadway, where I knew it was playing in the first place. So I'm a little upset right now, but I keep it cool. So we get the ticket. We just missed the show, so we had to wait like another 45 minutes for the next show. No problem. So we get in and stuff. And I don't know, I just have this don't care attitude. I was just really pissed off. But she's liking me, she likes sitting next to me, and I'm trying to piss her off. I really am. So I put my head on her breast. She liked it. And I'm like, damn. I rub her legs. She liked it. I'm like, damn. I put her in a headlock. She liked it. I'm like, damn. And me, I'm the type of person, I don't take a woman to the movie to watch the movie. I take a woman to the movie to make the movie. I watch that movie because I was frustrated. I'm trying to piss this girl off. She liking everything I do. So I'm like, damn. So we go to Pizzeria Uno's after the movie's over. And I'm trying to hit on the waitress, but out of respect for this chick, she rejects my advances. So she serves us the table. We sit down. You know, we order our respective pizzas. And then she starts complimenting me, talking about how I'm such a good guy to her. And I'm not like other guys she's dated who are so conceited into themselves. And she likes what I'm about. So the light bulb strikes. I decide to be the type of person she hates. So we have our meal. And we go out in the street, and I'm walking her to the train station. I decided to be loud and belligerent because I figured, daggone it, something got to piss her off tonight. So I talked about myself, talking about how all the girls are going to want me now that I'm divorced, and taking a line from Denzel in Training Day, I said, Barry White, babyface, ain't got nothing on me. When I saw her... When I saw her and how embarrassed she was, I went in for the kill, really talking about myself. I said things about myself I don't usually say, but being that I wanted to piss her off because she was actually serious about lacking common sense, I was like, all right, I got to make sure this chick wants nothing to do with me. So I go in, I talk about my Johnson, I talk about blowing people back out and all this other stuff. We finally get to the train station. She says, well, thank you for dinner. I had a nice time. I said, yeah, well, the night don't have to end. You know, it's only 9:30. You know, I really like you. I want to be with you. And she says, no, I think we should take it soon. I said, why? We're both grown. Come on, don't leave me. So she says, look, I got to go. I got to in the morning. So me too, but if we meant to be together, you know, why just depart like that? So she about to leave. I, not with force, but I hold her by the hand and said, please don't go. And she grabs her hand off from mine and said, you know what, you're crazy. And those are her last words.
Wow. Okay.
I think it was sad that I need to really go out of character to make sure this girl won't let me do it me again. But after that, my friend, I told this to my friend Wayne the day after, and that was the date where he crowned me the king of the most unusual encounters with women. But yes, that was the craziest date I ever had.
Okay. All right. What about you, Shantae? Since we're talking about dates, what's the craziest date you ever had?
The craziest date I ever had? I don't think I've ever actually had a crazy date.
Really?
Like, I've had crazy free dates. people tend to show their crazy kind of early with me. And I don't really date like that, you know, like about 7 months ago, my mama called me. She said, what are you doing? I said, on a date. She said, wait, you're on a date? You okay? And I was like, Ma, what? So I don't think I've had a crazy date. I mean, I can tell you my most embarrassing date for me.
Okay.
So went on a date with this dude, and he was in the military. We went and watched Soul Plane, okay? So my ass fell asleep in the fucking movie theater.
Was that bored?
I watched like 20 minutes. I was bored in the movie. Like, I watch the movie now, and it's hilarious to me. But back then, I was like, why the fuck are we here? Went, slammed to sleep. Woke up at the end. He was like, you good? I was like, yeah, movie over. I was like, I'm hungry. Yo. Had a great nap in the movie theater. And him and I still joke about it to this day because he was like, I'm never taking the movies ever again. How you just going to fall asleep? The movie was boring. But I was embarrassed because I know I was probably snoring in that movie theater. I know I was. Can't come back from snoring in the movies.
Hey, listen to me.
Can't go to that theater. Can't go to that theater no more.
I felt that way about the Avengers, and I felt that way about Wild Wild West. I fell asleep too.
The
Avengers? Yeah. I feel some good dudes watching these.
I was going to tell you I liked your voice again, but the Avengers.
They took me dead on the wrong to get to the point. I caught some good dudes in that movie and watching that movie.
So I don't know if it was the craziest day, but it was definitely weird. I went on a date with a guy. I was in my late 20s and he was in his 40s at the time. Went on a date with him. First of all, he lied about himself. Because he was like, I'm 6 foot, I'm this. And when I met him, he looked at, like, Carl from Family Guy. I mean, from Family Matters.
No.
So I was like, okay. I mean, that's not the issue, you know. We go out. We go to Dare. My favorite place, BBQ's. I know I'm a BBQ fan. So
yeah.
We go to BBQ.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, you know, let's go back to my house. And, you know, and I wanted to talk or whatever like that. And like I said, I was young and dumb. So I go back to his house. His mama, is frying chicken in the kitchen. He never told me that he lived with his mama. So I'm surprised to see her, and she's surprised to see me. So he said, well, first of all, like, this was mama house. This wasn't his house because there was plastic on the sofa. Everybody, every nephew, cousin, grandkid that she had was on the wall. This ain't your house. This mama house. She had a whole china cabinet. You feel me? Like, you just know, like, the decor in this living room by itself. This mama house. This ain't your house, first of all. You live with mama. So I go back to his bedroom, and his bed is a pull-out couch. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to sit over here on this chair. I didn't know the back of the chair was broke.
Well,
right, that part. So when I sat on the chair, I fell. I know, he didn't tell me. I just sat down, and when I leaned back, the back came off. So I was like, yay. I was on the floor. So now we're here, and come to find out, I thought it was the bathroom. No, it's his mama room. So it's literally his room and his mama room, and the only thing separating them was sheetrock. And I was like, that's a bit much. Just a bit too much. And I was like, I gotta go. And I guess he didn't do something because the mama started yelling at him like he was 12. You bringing these stinking ass girls in here, blah, 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 blah. I was like, ooh, I gotta go. Wait,
That's like you to leave. God.
It's time for me to go. I'm running out the door. Nope, you're not going to get me whipped with you. You're going to get that whipped by yourself. I'm out. So I'm running to try to get outside. You got these bitches in here, da, da, da. You can't even keep this clean, blah, blah, blah. She's going in on him. Ma, they're going back and forth. I grab my stuff. And our whole ass now stuck in the Bronx because I don't know the Bronx. I'm a Brooklyn chick. I'm stuck in the Bronx. So how do I? Uber wasn't there back then. So how the fuck do I get from the Bronx back home? I'm roaming the streets like a crackhead. I'm on the street trying to get home. I'm like, this can't be life. That's why I don't meet nobody at this. I don't do that no more. That's kind of right. Mm-hmm. Nope, I'm good. I don't want to go to your house. I'm good. Nope. I ran out of here. So I was traumatized. I want to date with a brown man, too. But anyway, that's another story.
That's
another story. Wow. But that's my story. I'm sick of this. Okay, so we are down.
Cousin, I got questions.
What's your question, something? We got time for one question.
We can go
question.
Back to it.
Huh?
Okay. When exactly did you truly notice he was blind? Like, did you know prior to?
Blind. What you mean?
Like, did
about
you know that he
thing?
Was blind prior to? Yeah, like, did you know before the date started?
I did. Oh, the blind date? Yeah, I knew he was blind prior to that. But I did some wicked shit. I went into the kitchen and I turned all the stuff on.
Okay,
I was young. That's my excuse. I was young. I know it sounds bad, but I was just curious. I really was curious. So I went to the kitchen. And I opened the cabinet with the vegetables in it, and I took the corn and the peas and carrots, and I was mixing shit up. And I was kidding. But he knew.
Did
he
say anything
back.
About this to you?
About what? The
about
the
stuff being turned around and whatnot? Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did. He's like, I understand what you're trying to do, but I don't appreciate that. Can you not do that no more? I was like, okay. But the TV was on static mode. That's the crazy thing, because the TV was on PBS, but it was staticky. Like, you can't see the picture. I can see. You can't see. So you want me to sit here and listen to the picture? His dog was nice. Did that count? His dog was nice. He was a nice guy, though. He didn't know why. I'm like, I got out of here. I don't want to see her no more.
I'm seeing the woman there, so.
It's over there. those were the days. I guess that's why I don't date now. Nobody wants to see me now because I just do weird stuff in person. I sound great over the phone, but I do weird stuff in person. Anyway, folks, we're down to the 6 minutes from the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for calling in, tuning in. Thank you, Formal Ray. Thank you, Bessie, Tamara in Alabama. Thank you, Trey in Virginia. Thank you, Baldy in the Bronx. Thank you, Chef. Thank you, Big Alpha Ed in Jacksonville, Florida.
That's that hard Florida. Okay.
Huh?
I said that was a hard Florida.
Yeah, they hard down in Florida, girl. You been seeing them TikTok videos? Mm. They be fucking in Florida. They be fucking out in Florida. But tune in next week, every Tuesday for the next 13 weeks. We in here. We in here 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 if you're Central, and 6 if you're over on the West Coast. We are here. We're all for it. Max is bullying the dogs. The dog bullying Max. So next week, like we're going to be talking about Emmett Till. And we're going to get into that. We're going to get deep into that. The 14-year-old African American who was abducted, tortured, and lynched in Mississippi in the year 1955. He was accused of offending a white woman, Carolyn, in her family's grocery store. So the killers were released. And because of Double Jeopardy, they went on to make money off of the story and actually admit that this is what they did to the little boy. And he had his story had became an icon of the civil rights movement at the time as well. Well, in recent years, as early as this year, they're still talking about it. It's finally closed. It's finally put to end. But we definitely want to get your feels for it. So tune in next week, Tuesday, 9 p.m., when we talk some more about Emmett Lewis Till in, 1955. And it's relevant today, not because they brought up the whole case, but there's a lot of changes happening in our society, in our community, in our government that's affecting everybody. No matter if you're brown, blue, purple, red, or green, it's going to affect you. And it's only 1955 is not that far away. That's 30, you know what I mean? Like, that's not that far away at all.
1955 and 20. You there, cousin?
Hello?
I'm still here.
I don't know
what happened to cousin. I don't know what happened to cousin.
Can you hear me?
But I can. So, I think she was saying, with so much going on in the world, there are so many things that affect so many different facets, no matter who you are or where you come from. So it's good, one, to know the history, and two, for us to just, we got to learn from the history.
Of course.
So we are go ahead. So we're coming down to the end. We got 3 minutes left. Does anyone want to say anything during these last 3 minutes?
I'm back. I didn't know I got knocked off. I'm talking. I'm like, Champagne, you got anything to add? And that's like, where'd she go? I'm like, maybe she got bounced off. I look, I'm the one who got dropped. This is my show, get out. And I was
playing. Final words that I have, or what's up?
Wait.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I'm here.
We got a lot of technical difficulties. And the thing is, I got my other phone, but I couldn't find it.
And I was about to be like, cousin, where you go?
big shout out to Nelly Belly out there in North Carolina as well. She said she tuned into the show, so big shout out to
her. It's going to be,
Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Thank you guys for joining us. Come back and let's do it next week.
Ooh, yes, we're gonna be much more mature next week. There'll be no knock knock jokes. One for the road, Shante. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Hatch.
You said patch.
Hatch. God bless you.
Okay.
Good night, lady.
Good night. We have to end our rope, folks. Thank y'all for tuning in. Join us next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We greatly appreciate y'all, and we're going for to have a good season and have a lot of fun. On that note, y'all have a good weekend.
You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.